Let's see the Gemara on Yud Ches of an Aleph. Man Tana Nesinus Mayim with Yo Zivisha Yosod. The way they used to make the ink is they put, what's it called, different kinds of ingredients and things that were burnt together with water and soaked it until it became one, like a mass of clay. And then they use that to mix with water to make ink. So we're not talking over here about a liquid, totally liquid mixture. It's talking like a very thick, like doughy mixture. But it becomes, what's it called, a doughy mixture without, what's it called, mixing it. It's just putting in the solid ingredients into the liquid ingredients, already you have this doughy mixture. So that's called shriyoso, what's it called, in order to be over on lisha, there's a machlokas later on, whether you need gibul, you need to mix it together, that's lisha, or just creating the compound between the liquid and the solid without doing anything else, just putting the liquid and the solid, or the solid and the liquid, and making a thick mixture, is that enough to be called lisha? So man tana nesinus mayim l'dio zuhi shriyasa. Who's the one who holds that if you would do that on Shabbos, you'd put the water into the other ingredients and you'd make this doughy compound, that's called lisha, and therefore what's it called on Erev Shabbos, you can't do it unless it's finished before Shabbos comes, but if you let it finish on Shabbos, that's also Rav Yosef Rebbe. This goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya, Echad Nosin is Hakemach, Ve'echad Nosin is Hamayim, Ha'achron Chayef, Divi Rebbe. One person put in flour, and the other person put the water in, and as soon as you put the water into the flour, you're Chayef, because that's called Lisha. That's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Yossi, Omer Eno Chayef, Achi Yigadol. And Rebbe Yossi says, no, just putting in water into flour is not called Lisha. You have to be Magabal, you have to mix it. Mixing it is called lisha. Just putting the water in is not called lisha. Amar le Abaye, v'dilma ad kan lo kom, Rav Yossi ela bekemach debar gibulhu. Avum dio delav bar gibulhu, eima lechayiv. Right? Maybe Rav Yossi only said by things that you need to mix. You don't make dough just by putting flour and water. You have to mix it into dough. So then, unless you mix it, it's not called lisha. But in things where immediately, as soon as you put the water in, it becomes a what's it called? It's not something you can mix. The mixture becomes automatic as soon as you put the water in. Then that's called lisha. Morris says lo sokadaita. The tanya echad nosin es ha'efer v'echad nosin es ha'mayim ha'achron chayiv divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shi'yagab. Efer is ashes. Put ashes in water. It's also malab bar gibul. Mixing it is not going to make it any more of a thick mixture than not mixing it. Right? Kemach, if you just put water into flour, right? If you don't mix it, it's not going to be as thick a mixture or as doughy a mixture as when you mix it. So mixing it is the finishing of the malacha. That's called lisha. But by afer, and the same thing by dio. Right, if you put in the components into the water, that's it. It's not going to get any more doughy. It's not going to get any more thicker mixture. That's the finish of it. So mixing it maybe there doesn't make a difference. Mara says, no. I should prove to you that Rabbi Yossi said his halacha even where mixing won't help anything, like by ashes. Mara says, the Dilma my aether offer. No, maybe over there it's not talking about ashes. Where gibul, where mixing won't help. Maybe afer means offer. The bar gibulhu, right? Lamaisa, the Torah and the Gemara use afer and offer interchangeably. So sometimes when it says afer, it really means offer. And offer tak is bar gibul. There, if you mix it up good, it makes more of a muddy mixture. Where it says Vatanya Afer, Vatanya Offer. No, you can't say that because there's two different prices. One says Afer, one says Offer. Obviously, the one says Afer is Dafka, because otherwise, why do you need the other one of Offer? So it's talking about both cases. Whether you use Offer or Afer, the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi still applies. And it's not only by something that's a Bar Gibul, like Kemach and Offer, but even by Afer, Rabbi Yossi holds that just putting the water, into the solid without mixing it, even though the mixing isn't going to affect anything more, but the mixing is called the lisha. Right? The Gemara says midi gabi hadadi tanya. That's no raya. These are two separate brises, and it could be one is talking about offer, and the other one is talking about offer also, but it calls it afer. Why do you need two brises? They weren't said by the same person. They were said by two different people, and each one said it a little different way. But both of them were talking about offer and not afer. And afer and a chinami. It could be that Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue on afer. Let's see the Rashi. Mishnah. Okay, Rashi is lugar. Sinan lohachel lekamon mishnah v'shomish shetoani. Okay, this piece is going on the end of the mishnah, and we don't have the gear, so it's not to say it over here, but to say it later on. Man tana nesinus mayim l'diyo v'apal bishalo gibel hadiyo. Even though you didn't mix it well, zuhi shriyosav v'havi lisha didei. That's called lisha, mixing the solid and the liquid together, even without mixing, just pouring the solid into the liquid or vice versa is called lisha. V'havi lisha didei b'hachi u'mechayev mishum losh. So hamasnisin leka gibel. Right, the Mishnah is talking. You just put the water into the samamonim into the water to make the dio. You didn't do anything more. The tligu bum bod yom michlal de b'shabbes chayiv chatasu. Right, in the machlokas be'shamim be'sol is only in the daytime can you do it. But everybody agrees you can't do it on Shabbos. Right, and if it wouldn't be chayiv chatos, there wouldn't be any issur to do it erev Shabbos, add to the fact that you may do it on Shabbos. Afer la bar gibelhu. Afer is not shayach to mix more. Just when you mix it together, when you put the water into the afer, nothing more is going to happen if you mix it. Afer bar gibelhu l'tichol binyan. But afer is possible to mix it more, right? More than just putting the water into the solid. Mixing it, you make cement, make teeth. But Tanya Tarti Masniso, Chada the Afer, Vechada the Offer. Ilamaisa, there are two brises. One says Afer, one says Offer. So it must be the Afer one means Afer and not Offer, because otherwise, what do you need two? Well, you need one of Offer and one that calls Offer Afer. Where it says, Midi Gabe Hadori Taninu, Chada Tanya, right? Rabbi Chia, Vechada Tanya, Raboshia. Rabbi Chia and Raboshia are the ones who compiled the brises of the Tosefta. And what's it called? And Rabbi Chia wrote one of them, and Rav Oshia wrote a different one. And Rav Chia called offer, and Rav Oshia called the offer afer. So there's no kasha that just says, it says once offer, once afer, that afer is dafka. The chadim minayu tanya la offer, but lashon afer. Okay. So it's not clear, the Gemara says in the end, that it's dafka Rebbe, because it could be that Rav Yossi also holds something that's lav bar gibul. Doesn't need the gibel to be chayiv, but that's for sure. It's Rebbe, and it could even be Rabbi Yossi, possibly. That's the maskon over here. Later on, we get to the sugyas of gibel and whatever. The whole sugyas we'll discuss. Tan Rabbanan, poskin mayim legina erev Shabbos im chashecha umismalas v'holeches kol hayom. You're allowed to make a furrow erev Shabbos to make an irrigation ditch erev Shabbos. And let the water flow the entire Shabbos and water your garden on Shabbos. Okay. Umeinichin mugmar tachas hakelim erev Shabbos umizgamer v'holchin kol hayom kulo. You're allowed to put mugmar, different kinds of incense, under clothing. Okay, erev Shabbos. Let it get started, and then the odor, the aroma, goes into the clothing the whole Shabbos. Umeinichin gofris tachas hakelim erev Shabbos im chashecho, and you're allowed to put gofris, sulfur, under silver kelim, that they used to etch things in the silver, and then they used to put the sulfur, and the smoke of the sulfur would make the etching stand out, would blacken them and make them stand out. That's how they decorated these kelim. You can do that, start at erev Shabbos and let it finish on Shabbos. And the sulfur finishes off the kli on Shabbos. And you can put this concoction on your eye, and a bandage with medicine on it on a maka erev Shabbos. And the refuah, the medicine, will take effect the whole Shabbos. Okay, all these things you're allowed to start erev Shabbos and let them continue on Shabbos. Aval ein nosnim chitin l'toch harichaim shomayim Ela b'chdei sheyitzrum ba'od yom. But you can't put what's it called, the chitin, in a mill that's run by water, a water mill, okay, the on Erev Shabbos, and let it grind the then the water will run the mill by itself, and it'll grind the chitim on Shabbos. So what's the difference between this? Why can't the process of grinding the wheat start on Erev Shabbos, and you're not doing anything after that? It's happening by itself, when all these other things you can do, and we don't know yet if this is Beisil or Beishama, right? But Lamaisa, what's it called, according to somebody, the first things are mutter and the last ones not. Okay. Omar Rabba, Mipnesha Mashmas Kol. Rabba says the reason is that even if you hold that you can start processes before Shabbos and let them finish on Shabbos, that's not where the process has Hashmas Kol. Hashmas Kol, Rashi says, is Zilzil and Shabbos. Sounds noisy, right? And it sounds like you're doing it on Shabbos, even though it's doing it by itself. So things that make undue noise, they're what's it called, we don't permit it. Even though normally you can start a process before Shabbos, but a process that starts before Shabbos and makes a lot of noise, that you can't start on Shabbos and let it finish on Shabbos. That's what Rabbah says. Okay, let's see the Rashi still here. Let's see the Rashi. Poskin, the same thing as poskin. Osin nagar katan misfasa mayin legina. Make a little furrow, little ditch, between the spring and your garden, and the water flows through that ditch the whole Shabbos and waters the garden. Okay. Mugmar levona, that's an incense. Umine besamim nosin avaish. You put it on the fire erev Shabbos. Umaashin habegodim sheirechin nodeif. And you leave the clothing above it. And the aroma of the incense goes into the clothing the whole Shabbos. Gofris tachas kli keset. You put sulfur underneath the silver kalim. Shemitzayrim bohem prachim v'tzuros becheret. You take an awl and you scratch different kinds of designs into the keset. And then you smoke them with sulfur, the hein mashchiros, the nikoros, the korin nailer, and then the parts that are scratched become black and they stand out. Kilar tachbosha shikorin luza. This is a kind of bandage. Bispalonis retia, different kind of bandage. One's like a sling and the other one is like a band-aid. Brechaim shol mayim v'koshki brechaim shol yad v'shol chamor da'odem mitzuvah shvisas behemto. Right. Even Rechaim Shel Mayim, where it's going completely by itself, you surely can't start a process where the animals are going to be working. Usually, what's it called? You have three kinds of mills. A mill that you run by hand, that for sure you can't start the process before Shabbos and run it by hand on Shabbos. That's no Shabbos. Right? You can't have a mill that's run by animals, okay, that starts Erev Shabbos, because your animal's not allowed to work for you on Shabbos. And you can't even have a mill that's run by water, where nobody's doing anything wrong, right, on Shabbos, because it's a Hashmas call, that's what Rabbah says. Sheitchenu mod yom, mitnei shemashmas es hakol, va'av shem milsa b'Shabbos v'ika zilusa. It's a zilzu of Shabbos. Too noisy. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Okay. So that's what Rabbah says. So Rabbah says that the reason it's osur is because Mashmas call. So even though you hold that by everything you're allowed to start the process before Shabbos and finish it on Shabbos, this is an exception. That's how Rabbah holds. Omer le'Rav Yosef, the lema mar mishum shvisas kelim. Why don't you say that it's osur because of shvisas kelim? There's a special halacha, right, that a person, just like he can't let his animals work on Shabbos, he can't let his kelim work on Shabbos. Can't let your vessels work for you on Shabbos, even if you're not doing anything. Okay, there's an issur to let the vessel work. The Tanya, ubechol asher amarti aleichem tishomeru, everything I told you, be careful of. L'rabo shvisas kelim. From there we learn that tishomeru, even if your kelim are working by themselves, it's also to let them work for you on Shabbos. Elom Rav Yosef, mishum shvisas kelim. Rav Yosef said, taka is different than Rabba. Rav Yosef said that the halacha over here, why rechayim is asur, right, because of shvisas kelim. Okay, you can't let your mill work for you on Shabbos. That's why it's asur. Where it says the hash that the amris lebeis hillel islu shvisas kelim. Now you're telling me that this goes like beis hillel. Because according to Beis Shammai Lekar, you can't start any of these processes before Shabbos. Right? Only according to Beis Hillel, you start a process before Shabbos and let it finish on Shabbos. The only thing is, where the process includes a kli doing work for you, that even Beis Hillel says you can't do, because you're not allowed to have your kelim do work for you on Shabbos. That's how Rav Yosef holds it. This price that goes according to Beis Hillel, and the Hashmos and the Rechayim, Shomayim, is also according to Beis Hillel, and it's also because of Shvisas Kelim. That's what Rav Yosef holds. Okay, so if that's the case, the hash of the Amras LeBeis Hillel, Islahu Shvisas Kelim D'Oraisa, now that Rav Yosef holds that this brisa goes like Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel holds you're not allowed to start a mill working before Shabbos because of Shvisas Kelim, and even Beis Hillel holds that Shvisas Kelim is also on Shabbos. Gofris Umugmer my time asharu. Why is it okay to put Gofris in your in a kli, right? And put Gofris and Mugmer and and make the kalim, your clothing, or the silver kalim, finish off on Shabbos. Why are those different than a rechayim? Gemara says, Mishum go ka'ovid maisa. The keli is happening by itself, not doing any maisa. The keli is being done too, not doing anything. Right? Over here, the clothing is getting a reyach, but it's not doing anything. Right, and the same thing with the silver kalim. They're not doing anything, they're being done too. Shvisas kalim is where your keli is working in your place, but not where it's being worked on. That's not Shvisas kalim. See Rashi. The Rabos Shvisas kalim, Dechsiv le'el mino, leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha, uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishomeru. Not only shorcha v'chamorecha, not only can't your animals work for you on Shabbos, your kalim also can't work. That's the continuation. The hash of the Amrus Beis Hillel Islu Shvisas Kalim, the Ha'al Korcha Chai Masnisa Beis Hillel. This Brisa has to be Beis Hillel. Midashari Bahamas, because the other ones are Mutter. Beis Shammai says that all of them, Uptani to Rechaim Asr, Mishin Shvisas Kalim. The other ones are Mutter, but Rechaim is Asr because of Shvisas Kalim. But according to Beis Shammai, all of them should be Asr, because you never can start a process before Shabbos and finish it on Shabbos. So mugmer v'gofer samei shari v'hu adin l'chol hanef demasnisa hari ha-mugmer munach be'er deskaos v'nimtza kli osa malacha. So Rashi says, really it applies to all of them, right? All the other ones are in a kli. But even, what's it called, the case of mugmer, the Rashi learns it's going on the keli that the mugmer is in, not the keli that's being done, right? In other words, you put the mugmer into a kli and you light it in there. So that kli is also doing malacha, right? That in that kli you're doing the malacha. Okay. Where it says, lo ka'ovid kakli shumaisa, elamunach al ha'aretz, the hein besocho. The kli's not doing anything. The kli's just sitting there. In the kli, a malacha is being done, but not with the kli, a malacha is done. By rechayim, the kli is doing the malacha. The kli is grinding the thing. That's how a mill works. But over here, when you put incense in a kli, the kli doesn't do anything. The kli just sits there. The burning is on the incense, right? The incense is doing the malach, and that's not your kli. That's not a kli. Aval harechayim of the maisa, will the Beis Shammai kiven the munachim begavah haynu maisa delay. And Beis Shammai, who would hold that it's usher to do all these things, would hold that that's called the maisa of the kli. Since the mice is being done in the kli, it's like the kli is doing the mice. And Beis Hillel holds no, the kli is not doing anything. The kli is just a receptacle where the mice is being done. Okay, Gemara says, Onin shel tishton my time asharu. By Onin shel tishton, the tanur is what's it called, is heating up the pieces of flax in order to whiten them, right? Back in our Mishnah, why is that mutter, right? And it could have, Tosu says it could have said all of them, but here it mentions specifically the tanur. The low only shall fish on the tanur mentions the kli, so obviously the kli is doing something over there. The tanur is doing something. Where it says mishum galo avid maisa, right? The maisa, the tanur also is not doing anything. It's the things inside the tanur that are heating up the thing, but the tanur is just a receptacle. So Beis Hillel holds that that's not called a Maisa. Gemara says, Mitzudos Chayiva O Pedagim Tiko Ovid Maisa, my time is Sharu. Lechara, what's it called? By traps, the trap is doing something. Traps, usually, what's it called? Like a mouse trap or whatever. The thing, what's it called? The animal gets in it and it comes down. Or what's it called? The kind of traps Rashi will explain, where the trap, what's it called, catches the foot of the animal, like a mouse trap. Right, or other kinds of traps where there's a mice, the trap just doesn't sit there, does something. So the trap is doing the work of capturing. Mara says, Hasam Nami, the lechi, the kukri, the lokovid mice. It's kinds of traps where the trap doesn't do anything, where the animal gets trapped by itself and the trap doesn't change, doesn't move, doesn't do anything. See Rashi. Mitsudos the call of the Maisa, Shahapach Nikshur, right? The trap is tied, the tope sa'op, and it catches the oak. The chen yoku shaposhtim lechayos lok dumbaraglaim. They put a trap where the trap catches the animal on its foot. Kishinogimbo kofech mishabra me'ilav alokel. It has a spring. And when the animal touches it, like a mouse trap or like these things like what's it called? They have like jaws. And they're opened up with a spring, and as soon as the animal touches it, it closes on its foot. So there the kli is doing malacha. The lechi, chakei, shekorin ema. It's talking about a hook. You put in the water. The hook doesn't do anything. The fish comes and swallows the hook, the bait, and the hook gets caught in him. So the hook doesn't do anything. Shadagbo lo mahadko v'akli eno zazm komer. The kli doesn't move. He's not doing anything. The dog is doing all the work and catching himself by swallowing the hook. Well, the kukri shaosim salim, they make baskets. Pia echad rachav, one side is wide. Upia sheni kotzer, and the other side is narrow. Right, it's like these things they used to catching the bees. Right, meod. And when the other side is very narrow, the hadag nichnasham, the fish goes into the wide side. Umotzi rosha b'fiakos, he puts his head into the narrowest part. The ein gufo yocholotzis, and then he can't get out. Ukeshabol laharzi rosha lifnim roshe krumos nichnasim motachas lichayov tahashlo ovid kli midi. And when he tries to get his head out, so then the endings of this basket get stuck. The what? Yeah, whatever. Gets stuck, and his head gets stuck. He can't get it out, right? So, but the basket doesn't do anything. It's all the maneuvering of the fish. The basket's just it's there. So it's not doing any mice. Okay. The hashta the omravoshia omravasi man tanashvises kelim deraisa beishamahi. So that's so far we have machlokas Rabba and Rav Yosef. What's it called? And all according to Beis Hillel. Till now we think that this Bryce is Beis Hillel. That Beis Hillel holds all the first things are mutter, just like he holds in the Mishnah, you can start things Erev Shabbos and have to finish at Shabbos. And the only thing is Rechaim Shalmayim is Osir. Rabbah says the reason, even according to Beis Hillel, it's Osir is because Hashma is called. And Rav Yosef says because of Shvisas Kalim. And all the other ones, the Kali's not doing anything. The Shammai holds that even though the Keli doesn't do anything, that's called its Maisa. If you do in the Keli, is also Asher. That's up until now, everybody holds what's going on in this Bryce is going to be so. Now the Gemara says, the Hashad the Omar Ravoshia, Omar Ravasi, Man Tana Shvisas Kelim Deraisa Beishamai, only Beishamai holds that Shvisas Kelim is Asher. Beisil doesn't learn this Limud of Shvisas Kelim, below Beisil, the Beishamai, Bein Kovid Maisa, Bein Lo Kovid Maisa Asher. But they say, "Well, Afal gab the Kovid Maisa Shari." Right? Now we're saying the following: that this Brisa goes according to Beis Shammai. Okay, all the cases of the Mishnah that are Osir is because of Shvisas Kalim. Because, and even though the Kali is not doing any Maisa, but a Maisa is being done in it, and therefore Shvisas Kalim includes even where you do a Maisa in the Kli. And Beis Hillel holds there's no such thing as Shvisas Kalim. And even if the Kli does a Maisa, it's not awesome. Okay? Now according to this, Rechayim, Shalmayim, what's it called, would be awesome only according to Beis Shammai. Not according to Beis Hillel, because this whole Bryce is only going according to Beis Shammai. We'll have to see why Beis Shammai would hold that these things are mutter and the other ones are also, the ones in the Mishnah are also. Okay, let's see the Rashi till here. Bahasha the Omras Beis Shammai, Bahad Rechayim Beis Shammai. And the case of Rechayim comes out according to this, goes only according to Beis Shammai. Right. So this now, according to Rav Oshia, this whole brisa goes according to Beis Shammai, and therefore Rechayim is only also according to Beis Shammai because of Shvisas Kalim, just like Rav Yosef said, but not in Beis Hillel, in Beis Shammai. And it's also Rishum Shvisas Kalim, and all the cases of the Mishnah that Beis Shammai says are also because of Shvisas Kalim. Even the Kli is not doing a Maisa, but a Maisa is being done in the Kli. Now we're going to have a problem, though, that some of these things, the Chorah, there's a Maisa in the Kli, and it's still Mutter according to Beis Shammai. Why are the first things here before Rechayim Mutter? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Ihachi, the Gemara says, Mugmar, Vahashtat Amr Sle Beis Shammai, Apagav Delovid Maisa Osir, according to Beis Shammai, even if the Kli didn't do a Maisa, but a Maisa was done in the Kli, it's Osir, Ihachi, Mugmar, Vagofris, my time is Shoro Beis Shammai. Why do Beis Shammai say that it's mutter, what's it called, mugmer and gofris? L'chori, you're doing a maisa in the kli, right? It's not in the kli. You put the gofris and the mugmer on the ground. So there's no kli involved over here. Okay, and the, like we said before, the fact that the clothing is getting an aroma or whatever, there's no malach over there in the beged itself. The cloud, beged is not doing any malach, just getting an aroma. Gigis, the Ner, Ukdeira, Ushvud, Maitami Shari, Beis Shammai, right? Lechara, all these other cases, right? All the cases in the beginning over here where there's Lechara Kalim, right? Why are those mutter? Zemara says, Nimafkilu Afkure, right? That you're Mafkir the Kalim. It's only when then your Kalim is an Asr. But if you're Mafkir the Kli before Shabbos, then it's not your keli doing malacha for you, it's a hefker kli, that's okay. It's only your kelim that are also. Vashi, mugmer v'gofris, my time is shari, ha manchi v'kelim. Kigon de manchi, mugmer v'gofris, ba'ara, v'lo b'kli. Okay, and the other things where there is a kli, where it's mashma, and we're saying now, according to Beis Shammai, it's mutter, right? Those things, and the cases in the Mishnah, where Beis Shammai says it is mutter. Yeah? Where's the ones, what's it called? Right, the Beis Chabad, which is the case of Koros, yeah. Well, which are the ones? Gigis, Ner, Kedera, and Shvud. This is the case of Gigis. Ah, Gigis, Shashaycher Besocho. Yeah. Shashaycha v'socho v'yefshel l'shovcho l'aretz v'asorim nish'orim kol ha-shabbos yosim miches yomim v'ashabbos b'chlal v'chein nir hadolik v'shabbos. How can you light a candle there of Shabbos and let it burn on Shabbos? V'chein g'deira shal gabi kira v'yefshel shol titzvamik v'shabbos. All these things v'yishamay is matir v'chein shvud ha-munach v'tanur k'dishnav m'shal shen sapesav lo pligi v'yishamay. All these cases, right, v'yishamay says mutter. These are cases that we have later on that are mutter even according to v'yishamay. When it says been a mafkir, according to Beis Shammai, you'd have to mafkir the kelim before Shabbos. The kelim, the shuv ain't a mitzvah shvisasim. After that, you're not mechuyev to worry about the shvisas kelim. Okay, we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll go back a little bit just to discuss what the halacha is here.